say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman man, oh, he takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy.
Okay, Kenny, I want you to play one of your...
one of your...
Funny little songs.
Funny little songs.
Go ahead. Hit play. Just play that last song again. Play the last one.
Hit play. Just play that last song again.
Sometimes I try to do things...
That's right. Are you playing the last song again?
That's right. Are you playing the last song again?
I can't get enough of this song.
I can't get enough of this song.
Can I tell you people something that happened to me? I woke up this morning.
Masturbated.
And had the strangest sensation. I felt like I was growing up. I was a boy no longer. I was a man.
I looked back on my life and all that I had accomplished.
And I was ashamed. I was embarrassed.
I feel like
I owe all of you a huge apology. What have I been doing with my
life? What have I been doing with my life?
What a foolish way to make a living. Why am I playing this crap?
Why am I
subjecting you to this, to my own problems? I clearly need help.
I'm
trying to work it through by
playing this horrible music.
I think it's time that I faced reality.
There's going to be some changes made.
You know what I did coming to work this morning? I played a little Billy Joel music. How long has this been going on? The man is amazing.
He's an amazing artist.
We're going to make some changes here.
Some serious format changes.
Let me pull up some Billy Joel from our library.
What are you
gonna do about it's time we start listening to some adult music.
It's time we started listening to some
it's
adult
time to put
music.
The toys away, children.
It's time to put the toys away, children.
And now some Billy Joel.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around.
This is adult music.
You're tired of living in your.
This is adult
get
music.
Get used to it.
Get used to it.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to the new improved.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to the new improved.
WFMU.
WFMU.
So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans.
We'd love to hear your comments. 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368.
I've also been doing a lot of thinking about our country.
I've also been doing a lot of thinking about our country.
You know, it's easy to make fun of Donald Trump.
You know, it's easy to make fun of Donald Trump.
But I've listened to some of his speeches. And went on his website this morning. It's hard to deny that. That if you don't have security on our southern borders. America is faced with an existential threat. When did building a wall become a punchline?
You're on the air.
Yeah, don't talk over the vocals.
I'm going to ask you never to call back again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's how adults treat troublemakers.
They
get a verbal spanking. Anyway, as I was saying. I'm very happy with the walls we build around
I'm
WFMU. We have a locked door downstairs. For very, very good reason. My own personal wall. I'm not letting you people in. You know,
I've also been pretty tough
on my co-host Andy Breckman in the past. I feel I owe him a sincere, heartfelt apology. I guess the truth is, I envy the man. I'm insanely jealous of his success. And I've just never been able to tell him so. I know he doesn't listen to my show. But if he was listening.
I think I would tell him simply.
I love you, man. I love you like a brother. If you were here.
Right now.
I'd be giving you one of my famous Ken Friedman hand jobs. Like I do during our show when you're here live and you get off a great singer. It's my own personal management style.
It's how
I thank my employees.
In
lieu of money.
And now,
Let's hear some James Taylor.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine?
just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Guess I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come.
If
If there's any adults listening,
give me a call at 201.
Please give me a call at
209-9368. Meanwhile, here's some more James Taylor.
Whisper
something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
You see, folks.
Can't you see the sunshine?
You see, folks. James Taylor was far from home. But in his mind.
He
could always return.
He could always
return.
To his beloved Carolina.
As a newborn adult. I can fully appreciate. The artistry. Of a song like that.
Like this.
Exactly.
We are about 10 minutes into our new format.
If you're just tuning in, this is the new improved WFMU. You children have to find another radio station.
To listen to.
We're programming this for adults. I see on our message board,
we have a request for the Eagles.
And we'll be getting to them very soon. We're at 201-209-9368. What else is in the news? I see some.
My fellow jihadists have been causing trouble.
I'm sure, like me, many of you have mixed feelings. About the terrorist threats. Give me a call. Love to hear your thoughts. 201-209-9368.
I'll give you what I like to call
A verbal hand job. And now The Eagles.
Reminds me of something Donald Trump once said.
You're already gone. We have a request for Send in the Clowns. I believe I can honor that request.
I appreciate any adults.
With any comments and any musical requests.
And any musical requests?
If you're just tuning in, I'd like to repeat my apology for the last 35 years.
If you've just tuned in, I'd like to repeat my apology for the last 35 years.
I guess I suffered some sort of industrial accident. I feel like I just woke up out of a long and horrific nightmare. I can see clearly now. Ladies and gentlemen.
Send in the clowns.
Aren't we a pair? Me stuck on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. I'd like to address any Mexicans
that might be listening.
Please find another station. To listen to. I have some comments I want to make. About you and your country. And I don't want you to hear them. Real Americans want to just talk.
Real Americans just want to talk amongst ourselves.
If you are a real adult American, please give us a call.
If you are a real adult American, please give us a call. 201-209-9368. 9368.
I need to pause now. And scratch myself. As some of you may know. I've been suffering from a severe rectal itch problem. For many years. Hold on. There you go.
There you go.
That's the spot. Okay, where was I? Mexicans. Let's give them another minute to turn off the radio.
And
then we can finally speak honestly. What else is happening in the news? Some sort of election coming up.
Isn't it
queer? I wonder if that rapist wife is going to be elected. Very exciting. And now, more James Taylor.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close. and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running.
I'd like to send this song out to my best friend, Andy Breckman.
I'd like to send this out to my best friend, Andy Breckman.
That's how I feel about you, buddy.
That's how I feel about you, buddy. It's as if Carole King...
Found my diary. Read it and wrote a song.
About it.
I see we have a phone call. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Hello. Say something, you stupid bastard.
I know you're there.
You make me sick. Why would you call and not say anything? You sick, demented, twisted piece of garbage. Seriously, thanks for calling. Click. 201-209-9368.
I was just thinking about something. My friend Andy Breckman once said.
It's so true and so wise. I don't want to share it with you, though.
You people don't deserve it.
I'm just going to sit here and think about it for a minute. 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368.
Let me put it like this. Anyone who doesn't call can go to hell. Oh, hi, you're on the air.
Speak up.
WFMU is adult contemporary. Or Roxham Bette Midler?
Yep.
Very, very sophisticated. An adult choice.
Thank you.
Good choice.
I like what I'm hearing.
My daughter says stupid's a bad word, but she's...
Let's see if we can find some Bette Midler for you. You know, Bette Midler will be appearing on Broadway. In a revival. Of the classic musical Gypsy. I'd like to bring all of our listeners to that play. If you would like a free ticket to this Broadway play...
Just
email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Andy Breckman@wfmu.org.
No.
Great, gonna have the whole world on the plate, starting here, starting now, honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks.
It's gonna be a wonderful night.
It's gonna be a wonderful night.
I'm gonna hire buses. We're going to all meet up here. At the station. And get on our buses. Go to see Bette Midler on Broadway. Again, it's my treat. I'll take it out of the money I skim. From the last episode of Monk.
And go to Broadway.
And then I'll take everyone out for milkshakes. And then hand jobs.
Hand jobs. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you for making it into adulthood.
Congratulate me for taking it into adulthood.
Yeah, we're real proud of you, Ken.
You're real proud of me?
That's right. Thank you very much.
That's right. Thank you very much.
To everything there is a season.
Wonderful place to be. And,
to everything there is a season.
Turn.
I also wanted to comment.
Turn.
I've done a lot of growing up in the last day or two.
I've grown up a lot in the last day or two.
And I'd love to bring you all with me.
And I'd love to bring you all with me.
On this journey to adulthood.
On this journey that we've undertaken.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
And now go to hell. It's time to play. A little Poco. I'd like to dedicate this song. To Andy Breckman. I'll be dedicating every song.
Company's coming.
That the station plays.
I'll be dedicating every song that the station
plays.
From this moment on.
To my mentor.
And
friend. Andy Breckman.
We'll be here all right. So come on over. Here's our chance to sit it down and strum along. When everybody comes to call, it don't matter at all. If they don't know how to pick a tune, they're rolling with the girls all night. Company's coming, come and run it. Company's coming, don't you know?
You're in the studio.
When I heard that music, I just couldn't resist. I did a little stupid cowboy dance
all around the studio.
Pausing only to scratch myself. And satisfy.
This horrific rectal itch.
That has been plaguing me. For years. I'm going to install... A spike.
In my chair.
It's the only chance I have. To scratch this horrific itch.
Itch.
I'd like to hear from you. I could certainly use some advice right now. 201-209-9368. I can't put you on the air at this moment. I'm scratching myself with both hands. Hold on.
I got it.
What a relief. Hi, you're on the air.
Speak up. Goodbye.
You actually cough when I cough. That's dedication, baby.
You're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You have the itchy statums.
I have the opie statums.
Yeah. You got to use a little bit. Well, I remember you and Irwin going to change about winter. It wouldn't be that bad.
The change to winter is tough. The change to winter is tough.
Well put.
But mix of what, I don't know.
If you were here.
Right. Well, that's my best guess. 2 cents. Bye, Ken.
If you were here.
You'd be getting. One of my thank you hand jobs.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, coconut oil.
Coconut oil?
Ah.
Coconut oil.
How do I apply it?
How do I apply it?
I need some kind of funnel.
Get right up in there.
You just get up on in there with a funnel?
I need...
You know, you just
have to be a pretty long funnel.
On your fingers.
Fingers.
Yeah, have to be a pretty long funnel. Fingers.
Well, I can use my assistant's fingers,
right,
couldn't I?
Luck.
Well, I can use my assistant's fingers, can't I?
I don't have to get my fingers better. Dirty.
Better? I don't have to get my fingers dirty.
If you're just tuning in.
If you're just tuning in.
I am trying to address.
I am trying to address.
A rectal itch problem.
A rectal itch problem.
That I have not ever mentioned before.
That I haven't ever mentioned before.
But has been plaguing me for many, many years.
But has been plaguing me for many, many
years. If you've ever heard my show.
If you've ever heard my show.
It would explain everything.
It would explain everything.
I need help.
I need help.
As soon as my assistant gets here.
As soon as my assistant gets here,
I will be
applying the coconut oil
with her help.
With her help. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My time is limited. I'll tell you quickly the solution.
Limited time? The solution?
Powder everything with cornstarch.
Powder everything with cornstarch?
Cornstarch.
Cornstarch?
There's not enough cornstarch in North
America. I'm entering the tunnel.
There's not enough cornstarch in all of America.
For this problem.
For this problem.
I need some sort of.
I need some sort of.
Metallic.
Metallic.
Probing.
Probing.
Device.
Device.
That I could insert.
That I could insert.
And get a better look.
And get a better
look.
At the
problem.
At the problem.
If there are any listeners.
If there are any
in
listeners.
In the Jersey City area.
In the Jersey City area.
I would so appreciate you stopping by.
I would so appreciate you stopping by.
The station.
The station.
I'd love to give you.
The next time Andy Breckman's here.
I'd love to give you a close look. At the problem area.
At the problem area.
That I am describing.
That I am describing.
You know what I'm going to do?
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to take a selfie of the problem right now.
I'm going to take a selfie of the problem right now.
And post it online.
And post it online.
Damn this rectal itch.
Damn this rectal itch.
Damn it to hell.
Damn it to hell.
I hope it doesn't prevent me from enjoying Bette Midler on Broadway.
I hope it doesn't prevent me from enjoying Bette Midler on Broadway.
And now.
And now.
More Billy Joel.
More Billy Joel.
Ken, how much time do we have left? I've got nothing else. What?
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio. Joe McCarthy,
Richard, you're on the air.
Those jihadis, okay, is that they want to be great.
Jihadis,
they're
the problem.
About being
the
good.
Problem about jihadis.
They want to be great. And they know how
jihadis
want to
be great.
And they don't worry about the Geneva Convention.
And they don't worry about the Geneva Conventions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're if you're in the Jersey City area,
if you're in the Jersey City area,
come on by the station.
Of course, we've got to kill them.
Come on by the station.
I'd like to show you.
I'd like to show you
my collection of caricatures
of caricatures
that I drew.
That I drew.
Of the Prophet Muhammad.
Of the Prophet Muhammad. Or, you can visit my gallery.
Visit my...
In Madison, New Jersey. At Andy Breckman's house. Just look for the blasphemous statue of Muhammad on the lawn. That's how you'll know you're in the right place.
That's not fair. Wait.
That's not fair. Wait.
You have to commit to this stupid thing.
You have to commit to this stupid thing.
And do we have another call?
Do we have another call?
I'd like to hear from a woman.
I'd like to hear
listener.
From a woman listener.
With big tits.
Who is well endowed.
With big tits. Oh, you can't say that. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I can't say that.
Oh, I completely forgot.
No, I completely forgot.
We're going to open up a well-endowed
we're going to open up a
hotline,
well-endowed listener line. Hotline. A special line.
I'm not, but your wish is my command.
You're not, but your wish
but
is my command.
I'm a lady.
You're a lady?
I'm a lady. And I have two suggestions for your brand new station.
Two suggestions for the new format.
Yes. First of all, you need a rectal itching show.
We need a rectal itching show.
It's a very common problem.
Common.
My brother has this problem.
Common problem.
His ears lit up when he heard you talking about it.
Your brother has the same problem?
Got to do it. And you should give Dick Cheney a show.
Give Dick Cheney a show?
He's out in the cave somewhere.
He's out in the cave somewhere.
And he has things to say.
Perhaps your brother.
That's my suggestion.
Perhaps your brother
like host
would like to host
a rectal itch hour.
A rectal itch hour.
Oh, the greatest. See, you are now
schedule.
A better manager in every way.
On our schedule.
I really salute you. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank
luck,
you.
Man.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank
you.
Well, I'm glad. To finally give a voice.
To finally give a voice
to all of you suffering
to all
from
of
the
you
same problem.
Suffering from the same problem.
If we can bring it to the nation's attention.
Bring it to the nation's attention.
With a series
fundraisers and charity of events. Fundraisers, charity events.
Perhaps we can wipe out
rectal itch.
In our lifetime. I think we can because
my lifetime
is not that long.
I can't possibly have too much longer.
I pray to God I don't. I'm sure you feel the same way. And we have another call. Excuse me. My anus is itching again. I'll be right with you.
There it is.
Hold on.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the plot. That's
right
the spot.
There.
Right
That's
there.
That's the spot.
Okay.
Right there.
What were you saying?
Okay. What were you saying? Where does Andy Breckman live?
No, she's not saying that. Thanks for calling.
She's not saying that. Thanks for calling.
And now. Please enjoy. Please enjoy more Billy Joel. Tell that I'm dancing in my chair. Or scratching my itchy anus. You just can't tell
or
what I'm doing.
scratching my itchy anus. You just can't tell what I'm doing.
Maybe I'm doing both.
Maybe I'm doing both.
So if you're just joining us.
So if you're just joining
welcome
us.
Welcome to the new.
Welcome to the new.
WFMU.
WFMU.
Done a lot of growing up lately.
I've done a lot of growing up lately.
And we're going to be making some serious
and
changes.
We're going to be making
here.
Some serious changes around here.
I'll tell you all about it on our big outing.
I'll tell you all about it on our big outing.
We're all going to see Bette Midler on Broadway.
We're all going to see Bette Midler on Broadway.
My treat.
My treat.
My way to say thank you.
My way to say thank you.
For sticking with me.
For sticking with me.
Through my sick, sick, demented years.
Through my sick, sick, demented years.
Hold on, my anus is itching again.
Hold on, my anus is itching again.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I almost have it.
I almost have it.
Give me a second.
Give me a second.
Hold on.
Hold
there
on.
There it is.
There it
I'm
is.
Fine.
I'm
Where
fine.
Where was I?
Where was I?
Ah, yes, Bette Midler.
Ah, yes, Bette Midler.
It's going to be a magical evening.
It's going to be a magical evening.
Broadway.
Broadway.
Milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
Hand jobs.
Hand jobs.
In fact. We don't really need the milkshakes.
We don't even really need the milkshakes.
And the more I think about it.
And the more I think about it.
Maybe we don't actually have to go to Broadway.
Maybe we don't actually even have to go to Broadway.
Let's just stay in.
Let's just stay
do
in.
Do the hand jobs.
And
do the hand jobs.
Do the hand jobs.
And now.
And now.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Damn. Hold on.
Hold on.
There it is. Hold on.
There it is.
Oh,
hold
yeah.
on.
I can almost reach it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay. I'm back.
Hey, we're at 201.
Hey, we're at 201.
209.
209.
9368.
9368.
We're talking about Bette Midler.
We're talking about Bette Midler.
And anal.
And anal.
Itching.
Itching.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Speak up.
Man, I want to go to Broadway see Bette Midler.
You want to go to Broadway?
Yeah.
And see Bette Midler?
Just email me.
Just email me.
We only have five seats.
We only have five seats left.
So a lot of us will be sitting on each other's laps.
So a lot of us will be sitting on one another's laps. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, would you like to sit on my lap and watch Bette Midler on Broadway?
Would you like to sit on my lap and watch Bette Midler on Broadway?
Hello?
Would you like to sit on my lap and watch Bette Midler on Broadway?
We didn't buy enough seats.
But I would like to tell you how to get rid of your anal itching.
You're going to tell me how to get rid of anal itching?
Thank God. Where have you been all my life?
Thank God. Where have you been all my life?
Ready?
I'm ready.
I suffered from it.
You suffered from it?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
I don't know, but I don't anymore.
You don't anymore?
How you do it.
What's your baby secret? Wipes. I've got to
What's
know.
What's your secret? Baby wipes?
Baby wipes.
Baby that, wipes.
That is it, having a perfectly clean ass after you poop.
That might,
you don't say.
That might work better than what I've been using.
That's
you.
A lot better than what I've been using.
I've been
using.
Wiping myself with Ninja Stars.
I tried everything.
I've been using Ninja Stars.
Jagged metal Ninja Stars.
Jagged metal Ninja Stars.
I can see how baby wipes make
I can
more
see
sense.
How baby wipes make more sense.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Have a hand jobby day.
Have a hand jobby day.
Which is my new catchphrase, by the way.
Which is my new catchphrase, by the way.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Do you think listening to Jackson Browne...
Do you think listening to Jackson Browne
will help me forget?
Will help me forget
my rectal itch.
My rectal itch?
We'll find out in a minute.
We'll find out in a minute.
I'm going to hell.
I'm going to hell.
On a bus.
On a bus.
But we're going to stop on the way to see Bette Midler.
But we're going to stop on the way to see Bette Midler.
And then straight to hell.
And then straight to hell.
Didn't seem to help.
That didn't seem to help.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Will someone please?
Will someone please?
Cure me.
Cure me.
Or kill me.
Or kill me.
This rectal itch.
This rectal
itch. Is making my life.
Is making my life.
Agony.
Agony.
If you have any suggestions.
If you have any suggestions.
Or advice. 201.
Or advice. 201.
209.
209.
9368.
9368.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Speak up.
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 Speak
Goodbye.
Up. Goodbye.
If you're just tuning in.
If you're just tuning in.
The name of the show.
The name of the show.
Speak Up Goodbye.
Speak Up Goodbye is the name of the show.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Speak Up.
Speak Up.
Speak Up.
Speak Up.
Speak Up.
Speak Up. Goodbye.
I think I've just stumbled onto a brilliant new format.
I think I've just stumbled onto a brilliant new format.
201-209-9368.
201-209-9368.
Who would like to play?
Who would like to play?
Speak Up Goodbye.
Speak Up Goodbye. 201-209-9368.
Do we have our next contestant on the line?
Do we have our next contestant
Good
on the line?
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
We'll see who wins.
We'll see who wins.
Ready?
Ready?
Set.
Set.
Go.
Go.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up. Speak up. Speak up.
I win.
I win.
Still undefeated.
Still undefeated. Hi, you're on the air.
Speak up.
Love the show.
Love the show. Speak up.
Speak up.
I love
speak
the show.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Still love the show.
Speak
Goodbye.
Up.
Hi.
Speak
Goodbye.
Up.
I can't hear you.
Goodbye.
What? Yes! I win again.
Yes! I win again.
I am.
Hi, you're on the air.
Speak up.
I am seriously on the air.
Speak up.
You're seriously on the air. Speak up.
Speak up.
Well,
speak up.
I
speak
have
up.
A solution.
Speak up. Speak up.
I'm sure
speak up.
Trump has
speak
a
up.
Product.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Yes.
I am 24-0.
I am 24-0.
I'm going to go the whole season without
I'm going to go the whole season without being beaten. You're on the air.
You're on the air. Welcome to Speak Up Goodbye.
Welcome to Speak Up Goodbye.
Speak up.
How could you
speak
how
up.
Do this after that
speak
cool
up.
Plate that you wore
speak
in
up.
I just don't get
speak
it.
Up. Speak up.
Speak up. I just I
speak
don't
up.
Get it. Plus
speak
I
up.
Through the
Goodbye.
Yes.
Yes.
I played that masterfully.
I played that masterfully.
But old mind stinks.
You're on the no. air.
Hi, thank
Hi.
You for calling.
Hi.
Speak up, goodbye.
Thank you for calling. Speak up, goodbye.
Are you ready to play?
Hello?
Are you ready to
Good
play?
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Here we go.
Thanks.
Here we go.
Speak up.
Okay.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Okay,
speak
I'm up. Speaking up.
Speak up.
You speak up.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That one was pretty easy, actually.
That one was kind of easy.
Mastered.
I have mastered that game.
Any other callers?
201-209-9368.
King of the Hill.
I'm King of the Hill.
Undefeated. Only a few minutes to go. Who
wants to challenge me?
I am the world champion.
I am the world champion.
Speak up, goodbye.
Speak up, goodbye.
Master. Thank you for calling. I know there's really no call. There's no call, but I'm going to practice for a minute.
Speak up. Goodbye. You're on the air.
I've never been in better shape. Are you ready to play? Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
In fact, I'm going to give you a little bit of a head start.
Go ahead.
Speak
Hello.
Up.
Hello. I'm
Speak up.
Dialing this number Speak in order up. To reach JMB AM.
Speak up. Speak
Hello?
Up. Goodbye.
Wait, hold on.
There's someone. Is that someone?
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Goodbye.
Speak up. Goodbye. Oh!
Sorry, I'm back.
Sorry.
Somebody was knocking at the door. Do we have any more callers? Doesn't matter. I think we're done here. I'd like to thank... Nobody helped me.
Nobody's helping me.
I'm alone. I think I'm going to see Bette Midler.
Go see Bette Midler.
On my own. I'm disinviting all of you. It'll just be me and my rectal itch. God bless you all. Please forgive me.
My trespasses.
We'll see you next week. Ken. Isn't it pretty much an hour here? Ken.
Ken.
For all that's holy. Let me go. Ken. Please. I have to get on with my life.
Ken.
Ken, you've got to acknowledge me now.
You've got to acknowledge me now.
Ken. I don't know how to end this. Ken, I'm really getting teary. I really want to go. But I don't want to leave you hanging. Can I just hang up?
Ken.
Ken. No. Are we nine years old?
Are we 9 years old?
Oh, we have to get back. Recess is almost over. Mrs. Johnson will be mad if we aren't back in class.
Teacher's going to be mad if we're not back in class.
How are you enjoying fourth grade?
All right,
Ken, I've got to go.
Okay. Ken, I've got to go.
Can I go?
Can I go?
You've been listening to
WFMU.org.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
91 something.
91 something.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. They just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. They just build up inside. It's got to be a student. I'm going to come up and make it first time. You will not have any say. I'm going to get away. I'm not crazy. Here's the design. Get the one of crazy. Here's the design. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the design. I'm taking it in the industry. Because that was the only thing you can get from that valley. Say, what about the enemy myself? I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Instead of, yeah, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. She went through it with a sleeve. Got me back to see a sleeve. Just yucky, just lazy. It's a good deal, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm not crazy. Here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the decision. You're trying to be crazy. I was sitting in my room, my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say to go to pick one face, leave your suffering at my face. By the time they pick my head, better leave, I'll be dead. It doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
Interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts?
Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the list. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the list. Last night I dreamed I was on the Nile. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the list. Dancing with you, Egyptian style. I'm gonna make that dream come real. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city.
You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
We have a very exciting show for you tonight, so we're going to go ahead and get right into it.
Well, I'm excited because we have the amazing Kreskin, who's going to be here live and in person during the second half of the show. So it's going to be a little bit different than a normal format.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to be doing the usual listener call-in format that you've become accustomed to over our last show. at the end of the show tonight. But feel free to, you know, feel free to chime in on our message board and share your thoughts with us. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to check out WFMU.org or check out our page on the app to see a live video stream during the second half of the show of the amazing Kreskin and his act.
Yeah.
So,
can't wait.
Yeah. So our show tonight is called Don't Know Much About Astrology, like the song. And we thought it would be a really great idea for an episode because astrology is one of those things that everybody has these preconceptions about. We ourselves are really very skeptical, and
I know I'm a skeptic.
Yeah,
At least I was to begin with, but it feels like the stars have aligned medically.
To like create this episode.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah, and I think that if anything, we are going with true in real life style and really challenging all of the preconceptions about you know astrologists and tarot card readers and psychics and mystics and we're taking you behind the scenes, guys. It's gonna be awesome.
And my mic is back, so we're all good.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. I was a little unsure what was going on.
But
there.
Just to remind everybody, for those that didn't hear, the amazing Kreskin's going to be here in studio live.
Mm-hmm.
And during the second half of the show, we're going to have a live video feed. And he's going to be here, so we can check him out live and learn a lot about him.
Yeah. So when we embarked on this episode, we decided that we were going to go interview psychics and mystics, and we thought the East Village would probably be the best place for this. So we embarked on this journey to go collect us some psychics, and you would think this would be really easy, right? That you would just be able to go in and say, like, hey, we have a radio show and we're so interested in what you do. Can we please record your session?
How many people did we
like
try
12,
to reach out to?
Like 12. We talked to 12 psychics and one woman actually started going, no, 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 and backing slowly into her apartment as we were talking to her,
yeah.
Telling us that we couldn't record this session. And I think we had probably five or six psychics that were like,
psychics.
Oh, it's going to mess up the vibe. I won't get an accurate reading if there's a recording device on. It's like there's signal interference.
But see, here's the thing. There was a reason why this all happened.
Like, I know.
There were 20 no's because we needed a certain person to give a yes.
And that person's name is Angel Idealism.
she was fantastic. And I think the... she makes me speechless because of the way that she presented herself. First off, I just have to introduce the fact that when I got her on the phone and she was like, no nonsense. She's like, I don't know if I have time for you guys today. I got to go to the lawyer. I got to go to the coffee shop. I got to do my laundry.
I'm going to see the circus at 5 o'clock
in the park.
So how about 6? And we were like, okay, that sounds good. We'll come see you at 6. And then, she's, you know, we'll go get coffee. And she said, oh, you got to go check out this coffee place. And and she sends us to this coffee place in the East Village called Rose and Basil. And we go in and the inside of it is like the inside of a, it's like being inside a layer cake or like a quinceañera dress or like inside a quinceañera dress layer cake. And
it was a little uncomfortable for me, that much lace, that much,
a lot of
roses.
Yeah.
But she was cute. She looked like Natasha Richardson.
Oh yeah. The owner
of
the shop,
picture of her
Juana, is just gorgeous. And you can check out a picture of her on our Accu playlist. And she had this dog that ran around biting everybody's toes. Like the second anybody walked in the shop, the dog just started chomping on their feet.
If you have a shop dog, it shouldn't eat the customers.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
I walked in here. Ken's dogs are, I think, on some sort of medication.
Mm-hmm.
They're like dead asleep.
Like drugged on the floor around them. It looks
That's
like
how
Jonestown
shop dogs
with
should
dogs.
Be.
Yeah. But Yeah. So, you know, after we sat around there for a while, we actually went and checked out the circus. And we even managed to pick her out in the circus crowd really perfectly. And then we showed up at her apartment,
mm-hmm.
Which you can also check out pictures of on the playlist. And, like, I want to point out that, like, this picture of her apartment door isn't doctored at all. It just looks like something out of, like...
Well, it's like one of those, like, typical tenement buildings that are in the Lower East Side where just, like, the building...